From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and Public Lands Council expressed concern over the Biden administration's National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA rule. NCBA and PLC say the rule undermines progress made over the last several years when efficient regulatory processes are critical to environmental and economic sustainability. PLC Executive Director Caitlin Glover says when it comes to federal regulations, ranchers are often caught in the middle of political whiplash, and this process is no exception. The stronger land prices of late 2021 have continued in the first months of this year. Farmers National Company reports sale prices took another jump higher because of the war in Ukraine and ongoing inflation fears. Farmers saw higher commodity prices, and investors wanted a low-risk inflation hedging investment, which propelled the competition for good cropland. Farmland values are roughly 20% higher than a year ago. The National Ag Aviation Association is asking drone operators to be mindful of low-altitude manned agricultural aircraft operations. With the growing season getting underway, those operations will increase across the country. Ag aviators treat 127 million acres of U.S. cropland each year and perform a variety of services to help farmers increase productivity and protect their crops. Agricultural aviators fly as low as 10 feet off the ground, meaning they share airspace with drones. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.